This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamavam. Welcome, everyone. We have an amazing subject tonight. Electrifying, epic, historic. The Shurim on Sefer Shemais are again generously sponsored by Dr. Zakem and Mishpachtoi. Leila Nishmas, Dr. Zakem's father, Rabbi David and Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi HaKoyen. Dr. Zakem's mother, Rivka Bas Tzvi HaLevi, and Leila Nishmas of Shlomo Eliezer and Rabbi Yaakov Zakem, Beganeda and Tehim Menuchasam. The Shurim of Chodesh Shvat are sponsored by the Israeli family, Leila Nishmas, Meir Ben David, whose yahrzeit is Ches Shvat, and Yeshua Ben Yecheskel, whose yahrzeit is Choftes Shvat. Tonight's share is sponsored anonymously in the merit of aiding the war effort in Israel and the return of the hostages. Tonight's share is also dedicated by the Justman family, Le'iloi Nishmas, Reb Label Justman, Yitzchak Meir, Yehuda Aryeh Leib, Ben Binyamin Eliezer. And tonight's share is dedicated by Yuri Curtis, Le'iloi Nishmas, Reb Shlomo Tevli Zal, Ben Avraham, Hashem Yimkom Damai, on the occasion of his first yahrzeit, this Matzoi Shabbos, the 4th of Shabbat. We have a very interesting topic planned tonight. This past Matzoi Shabbos, I was at a Malava Malka, and at this Malava Malka, there were a number of speakers. Actually, I was a speaker, but there were a number of honorees. And I got there like an hour before I needed to. Now, it's one thing to go to Malava Malka, you have to go to, and come an hour early. But I was just a speaker. I just needed to be there for my drasha. But a rabbi got up, and he introduced one of the honorees. And in his introduction, he said, Advar Torah. And the rabbi next to me said, let me tell you something about that Dvar Torah. And then I was thinking about it, and I said, that would be a good topic for a shir. So I didn't come an hour early. I came just in time to the Malava Malka. Anyway, let's begin with the following comments of the Rambam. The Rambam is found at the end of Hilchos Malachim, Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph. Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph. Al Shisha Devarim Nitztave Adam Arishain. Adam Arishain was commanded on six things. Al Avod Zara, not to serve idols. V'al Birchas Hashem, not to curse the name of God. V'al Shvichas Damim, not to murder. V'al Giloy Arayos, not to commit adultery. V'al Agezel, not to steal. V'al Adinim, and the establishment of judicial laws. So it's interesting, we're all familiar with Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and we always thought that Adam Rishon was commanded in seven mitzvahs. No, it's not true, the Rambam says. Adam Rishon was only commanded in six. And the Rambam says, even though they're all a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu, and they're all logical, and they're all part of the 613, but the Rambam is learning that the Sheva Mitzvahs, or these mitzvahs, have a progression to them. There's a historical progression of what we know as the Mitzvahs HaTorah. They didn't all come in one shot. It's not like one day, all of a sudden, Hashem gave all 613 in one pop. There's a progression of the Mitzvahs. First came six to Adam HaRishon. Then, Noach was added a Mitzvah. Hoysif LeNoach, Eiver Menachai. It was added to Noach, the limb of a living creature. Shenemar Ach Basar Benavshoi. But the flesh and the soul, its blood you should not eat. Nimtzu Sheva Mitzvahs. These are the Sheva Mitzvahs, okay? So the Sheva Mitzvahs are six to Adam, one to Noach. The Rambam continues, V'chein hoya hadavar b'chol ha'olam. Likewise, this matter continued in the whole world ad Avraham, until Avraham, meaning all mankind was commanded in these seven mitzvahs. Ba Avraham, Avraham came. V'nitztava yesar leilu b'mila. Avram was added an eighth mitzvah, the mitzvah of Mila. V'hu hispalo shachris, and Avram daven shachris. So now we're up to like nine. Yeah? V'yitzchak kifrish meiser. Yitzchak separated Meister, that's 10. V'hoisiv tefillah acheres, l'fnois yom, and he made mincha, that's 11. V'yakov hoisiv giranosha. Yaakov added giranosha, that's 12. V'espala arbis, that's 13. It's interesting that the Rambam is counting the tefillos of the day as separate mitzvahs, when we know the Rambam holds, even though the Rambam holds tefillos d'oraisa, but the concept of davening is d'oraisa, but shachris mincha marav is d'rabbanan, but the Rambam puts it on the list of mitzvahs. So Yaakov adds Gid Hanosha and Mariv. And here is the whopper. Uvimitzrayim Netztave Amram b'mitzvos Yisrois. In Egypt, Amram was commanded in extra mitzvahs. Ad Sheba Moshe Rabbeinu v'nishlama Torah Ayadai. Until Moshe came and the Torah was complete through him. So the Rambam learns that there's not a concept that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain and God gave him 613. No. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave Adam 6, Noach 7, Avraham 8 and 9, Yitzchak 10 and 11, Yaakov 12 and 13, and Amram was given extra mitzvahs. Now, A, which ones? Which mitzvahs were Amram given? And what source is there that Amram was given any mitzvahs? What, he davened Musaf? What did Amram daven? What mitzvah did Amram do? What's the Rambam talking about? And all the Mefarshim are matmiya on the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah, of course, is the Beis Yosef. And the Kesef Mishnah asks, Amna Masha Kosef uv'mitzrayim nitzdave Amram tzarachiyan hechi maisila. Where does this come from? The Rambam doesn't invent anything. Everything the Rambam says, Mekoiroi kadosh b'chazal. It's either a Gemara, a medrash, a sifra, a sifri. Where does the Rambam get that Amram was mitzvah in mitzvahs? Likewise, the Radvaz asks, Lo nizbar mahim ha-mitzvahs asher nitzvah bahen. What exactly are the mitzvahs that Amram was commanded? That is the subject of today's share.
Why didn't Rambam say it? But like you said, the first eight.
Yeah, that's another. And if there are mitzvahs, why are they unidentified? So question, what were they? David's adding, why didn't the Rambam say it? And what is the Rambam source? Okay. But what's interesting is...
I've got Gittin.
Gittin. Okay, not bad. What's interesting is, in Parsha Shemois, Hashem comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayahoymer Anoichi Elokei Avicha, I am the God of your father. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, the God of Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov. And the Meshech Chachma brings the Medrash, who's Elokei Avicha? It means Amram. So the Pasuk is equating Amram to Avram, Yitzchak and Yaakov. So says the Meshech Chachma, this might be a basis for that which the Rambam says, that just like the Avos were Mechadesh Mitzvahs, Mila, Meiser, Giranoshe, Amram was also Mechadesh Mitzvahs. But the million-dollar question is, what mitzvahs was Amram given? That's today's shir, Toiras Amram. Yeah? It's interesting that, I don't know, I hope it's okay, I'm saying it over. I'm not going to give away any names, but somebody was so interested in the Toiras Amram shir, they went to look on Torah Anytime if they have anything on Amram, and they stumbled across Amram ben Duan. Right? I think they're, I'm not going to reveal anyone's identity. They stumbled across Rav Amram ben Duan. And Rav Amram ben Duan has a connection to Shabbos Tisha B'Av. And their son is named Amram and I think was born on Shabbos Tisha B'Av, if I'm getting the details correctly. So somehow this topic sent, you know, directed to Amram ben Duan. But we're talking about Amram, the father of Moshe Rabbeinu over here. And we're trying to discover what mitzvahs was Amram given.
So is the Elokei Avicha referring to Amram, or just in general?
That I would have thought it's general, your forefathers, you know, your ancestors, but the Medrash says it's referring to Amram, which would fit in nicely, according to this Rambam, that some Torah was given to Amram. So let's try to discover what Torah was given to Amram. There's a famous Gemara in Saita. Part of it is in Baba Basruk, Daf Kuf Chaf. Tana, Amram Gadol Hadar Haya. Amram was a Gadol Hadar. Okay, not like today. What's a Gadol Hadar? A Gadol Hadar is anyone who knows the Aleph Beis is a Gadol, right? You could call them And not Aleph Beis. Anyone who's a rabbi, you know, is already the Gadda. It's today it's a term we just like throw, we, you know, we abuse it. Anybody is but Amram was legitimately the Gadda Hadar. What does the Gemara say in Baba Basra? Amram was one of the four people who never did Navera. And they don't say that about Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Moshe, and David. So that's pretty good. Kivan Shara, Sheparoi Harasha, Goizer, Kala Ben Hayulet, Hayor Tashichu, when Amram saw that Paro decreed that any male has to be thrown into the river, Amar, he said, La Shava no Amelim. He said, then we're engaging in having children for nothing, because my children will be murdered. So what did he do? Amad, he got up, Vigiresh Shasishtai. Yeah? He divorced his wife. Amdu Kulan Vigirshas Nashayan. So everybody said, oh, the God of Adar divorced his wife. Everyone divorced their wife. Amrit loy bitai. So his daughter said, Abba, kashik zeirascha yoisum yishal paroi. Your gezeira, look carefully at the words, because why does she call it a gezeira? Your gezeira is worse than paroi. Sheparoi loy gazer el azcharam. Paroi is only annihilating the males. V'yata gezad azcharam v'alnikefos. And you, by not engaging in puravu, they're not going to have boys or girls. Paroi loy gazer el banamazeh. Paro is only killing them in this world. But you're not even allowing them to come to this world, so you're destroying their world to come as well. Ata, tzaddik, you're a tzaddik. And Paro, his decree, maybe they'll keep it, maybe they won't keep it. But you're a tzaddik. And what a tzaddik says goes. Shenemar v'atikzar oimer v'yakum lecha. You're a tzaddik, so your gezera will be fulfilled. Now, why is Miriam calling what Amram is doing for himself a gezeira? We're going to come back to that. So what did he do? Amad, he stood up. Vehechzer es ishtai. He took his wife back. Amdu kulan vechzer es nashasein. So they all got up and they took their wives back. Vayikach, and he took. Vyachzer mi baylei. It should say he retook. Amrav Yidbar Zvina, sha'asalai maisa lekuchen. He did an act of taking. He did a kedushin. Hoshiva ba'apirion. He put her in a canopy. And so he put her in a canopy. So we have a kedushin. We have a chuppah. What do we need? We need, you know, the merrymakers. Nowadays, you don't even have to have friends anymore. You could hire people to dance at your wedding. It used to be in the olden days, you had to talk to people. Why? Because otherwise no one's going to come to your wedding. Nowadays, you don't even have to talk to people. You could stare at your phone the whole day nowadays. And then there's an app, you just like, you tell people what time to be there, and they come in a costume. You don't have to look at them, they don't have to look at you. And they could make you so happy at your wedding. And you could continue to be a grouch the rest of the time. But back in the day, you needed people to be Mesamei Chas and Mekala, says Gemara and Soita, Aroin u'Miriam Meraktim Lefanea. Aaron and Miriam, they said Kale no evachasu. That was their mother, you know. Umalache asharis amru em habanim smecha. Ah, so what do we see in this Gemara? What did Amram do? Amram took her back. Then what did he do? Excuse me. What did Amram do? He divorced her. And then what did he do? He took her back. What do you mean he divorced her? Rav Yossi Baner is saying, what do you mean Amram divorced her? This is before the Torah was given. Before the Torah was given, what would a person do if they wanted to part ways from a wife? They would say, have a nice day. Or adios. Or, it's been real. You know? And that was it. It's been real. No more negotiations needed. It was just a simple thing. Right. And how would you marry a woman back in the day?
Yeah, we know Yaakov. There was a wedding ceremony for Yaakov. So
okay, that's a good point. But the Rambam famously says that koydem atan Torah, before the Torah was given. So what was marriage? Adam poyget yisha b'shuk. A man would meet a woman in the marketplace. If he wants and she wants, he would bring her home. Ubayala beinu lebein atzma. That was the marriage. Vatiyo lo ilisha. There was no wedding ceremony. There was no contractual agreement. You didn't need a rabbi there with like a feather and writing, making sure that you had a Hebrew name that somebody could pronounce and spell correctly. That was it. You met up, and if it worked, it worked. And then what? What was Gittin? Gittin was, okay, it's been nice. It's been real. Have a good day. They parted ways. So why did Amram have to divorce his wife? What do you mean Amram divorced his wife? Before the Torah was given, there was no divorce. And what does it mean? He took her back. Before the Torah was given, there was no marriage. Comes Maritz Chios. Maritz Chios is Reb Tzvi Hirsch Chios. He lived from 1806 to 1856. His Hagois are in the back of the Gemara. Maritz Chios. If I'm not mistaken, there are Tshuvos of Maritz Chios to Rabbi Akiva Eger. As well as he wrote a number of Sfarim. One of them was also Tiras Nevi'im. He says, Mikan Hoitzi HaRambam Devarav. From this Gemara, the Rambam derived his teaching that in Mitzrayim, in the days of Amram, Klal Yisrael were mitzvah and mitzvahs. And the Kesef Mishnah asks, which mitzvahs? Ah, from the fact that the Gemara says in Soita they divorced their wives, and that he made a ma'isa l'kuchen. What do you mean? Before Matan Torah, you don't need gerushin, you don't need l'kuchen. Doesn't the Rambam say before the Torah was given, a person would meet a woman in the marketplace, if he wants and she wants, they're married. Once the Torah was given, they're in mitzvah and kedushin and gerushin. And here it says they divorced and they married. The mitzvahs that the Rambam is referring to that were given to Amram is get and kedushin, divorce and marriage. Yeah? And by the way, the Maritz Chios in his Sefer Taras Nevi'im asks, well, who told Amram? We mean Amram was commanded. Who told him? So what do you mean? God told him. Amram wasn't a Navi. He wasn't a prophet. He's not one of the 48 prophets. But the Maritz Chios points out there were definitely Nevi'im in Mitzrayim. And he lists a number of possibilities. The Bnei Zarach, Zimri, Eson, Haman, Kalkal, Aroin. There were Nevi'im in Mitzrayim. And Amram was a God of Hadar. So when the Navi communicated to Amram that Hashem wanted this, Amram instituted it. So the mitzvahs, again, the Rambam says Amram was mitzvah and mitzvahs. What are the mitzvahs? Gerushin and Kedushin. I would ask, and what David is asking, Amram was the first person to do Kedushin? Was Amram the first person to do Kedushin? Doesn't the Pasuk say in Chayei Sarah? How do you know Amram did Kedushin? Because it says Vayikach? Doesn't it say by Yitzchak, Vayivieha Yitzchak ha'oyel ha'sara imay, Vayikach es Rivka, Vatihiloy le'isha? Isn't that Maisa Lekuchin? And doesn't the Gemara learn out that Eliezer was a shlich? He brought 10 men because for Birchas Erusin? Why did Eliezer bring 10 camels? Because he needed 10 men on the camels. So Birchas Erusin, the Gemara in Kesubas learns out. So if you look in the Ragachover says, he adds something that might address this question, but you still may have a good question. The Ragachover says, if you look carefully in the Gemara, it says, Hoshiva ba'apiryain. He put her in a canopy. That's not Kedushin, what's that? That's Nesuin, that's Chuppah. So maybe the mitzvah that Amram was given, if you look in the Ragachover, he writes very concisely, he says, Hoysif din shel nesuin. He added a din of nesuin. It's interesting, the Ragachover doesn't say Kedushin. Maybe because Kedushin always was. Even though if it always was, why didn't the Rambam say that, you know, Avraham or Yitzchak instituted Kedushin? He doesn't list it.
It wasn't
Oh, that's, we're going to have to deal with that. Because if Amram divorced her, now, are you allowed to take back a woman you divorced? Yeah, but not if someone marries her in the interim. Well, did anyone marry a chevet in the interim? We're going to see, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So, he took her back? Okay, so this is the approach of the Maritz Chios. And if you're going to ask, well, what do you mean? Kedushin had already been established, possibly. Maybe that's why the Ragachover adds the din of Nesuin over here. Because the Gemara emphasizes he put her ba'apiryain. Why does it say he put her ba'apiryain? Doesn't that imply, that implies chuppah. Now, there's a very interesting question that we could ask over here. And that is from the Chidushei ben Aryeh. The Chedusha ben Arya, Rabbi Rachmiel Gershon Edelstein. He asks a very interesting question here. He asks this question on the Maharitz Chios. Again, the Maharitz Chios is saying, you know what the Rambam means, that mitzvahs were taught to Amram? It must be referring to Gittin and Kedushin. So asks the Ben Arye, the Raya of the Maharitz Chios contradicts his whole thesis. What's the Maharitz Chios' Raya? What do you mean? Amram did Gerushin, Amram did Kedushin, but the Rambam says that before the Torah was given, a person could meet a woman in the marketplace, and he could just live with her, and if he doesn't want her anymore, he just says, it's been real. So why did Amram do Gerushin? Why did Amram do Kedushin? Oh, it must be he was given these mitzvahs. I don't understand. But Maharitz Chios, you just quoted the Rambam, that the Rambam says before the Torah was given, there is no Gittin and there is no Kedushin. And Amram is before the Torah was given. So what do you mean? Oh, why did Amram have to do Gittin? Why did Amram have to do Kedushin? But before the Torah was given, these concepts, these institutions didn't apply. So what's your conclusion? That it was given to Amram? But the Rambam himself says before the Torah was given, there's no Gittin, there's no Kedushin. So the Raya that the Maharitz Chios is bringing from the Rambam, based on the idea that before the Torah was given, there's no Gittin and there's no Kedushin. Well, if that's the case, if there's no Gittin and no Kedushin, then it wasn't given to Amram. How could you say the mitzvahs given to Amram were Gittin and Kedushin, based on the Rambam that says before the Torah was given, Adam Pagea Isha Beshuk, and he could just take her and dismiss her, so then Amram was not given Gittin and Kedushin. So it's interesting, this is the approach of the Maharitz Chios and the Ragged Shavar. Comes the Chida. This is amazing. The Chida wrote Shaus HaTshuvas. Shaus HaTshuvas Chaim Sha'al. And he quotes the Mekoyim Shmuel. Mekoyim Shmuel, I believe, was one of the Rabbanim in Altona. And the Mekoyim Shmuel makes the following argument. It says that Amram got up because of Parah's decree, and he divorced Yocheved. Why would he divorce her? Oh, because if you have a child, then Parah's going to kill the child. So don't have a child. But why are you divorcing her? Does that make sense? No, because Parah decreed that every male that's born is thrown to the sea. So I have a great idea, just separate. Why so drastic a step? That's the kasha of the Mekoyim Shmuel. The answer is, because it says in the end of Cheskas Habatim, that really from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, you shouldn't get married. You know that Gemara? The Gemara says that from the day the temple is destroyed, can't get married anymore. It's how can you get married when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed? Ah, but Tosfos says that someone who doesn't have children yet, he has to get married to have children. It's only if you already have children, how could you get married? So where is this bringing us? Says the Mekoyim Shmuel, Amram already had children. So okay, great, he already had children. But there are many people who didn't have children. And the people who didn't have children, they need women to marry. So Amram divorced his wife so that people who didn't have children could marry them. As we know, in fact, Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says that you know who married Yocheved? Elitzafan ben Uziel. Elitzafan married him. So why did Amram divorce his wife? So that another Jew could have children. What do you mean another Jew could have children? But it's before the Torah was given. And before the Torah was given, there's no mitzvah to have children. It's one of the 613 mitzvahs. Oh, it must be the mitzvah given to Amram was pruravu. Because you know, the mitzvah is not divorce. The mitzvah is pruravu. Why did Amram divorce his wife? Because of, to enable other Jews to fulfill the mitzvah of Periya Berivya. That's the Mekoyim Shmuel. And says the Mekoyim Shmuel, also Gerushin, and also Chuppah. Then Amram was Machzer Grushasai. Says the Mekoyim Shmuel, That's not one of the mitzvahs given to Amram. He was given Gittin. He was given Kedushin. He was given Puravu. He was never told, don't be Machzer Grushasai. That's only after the Torah was given. So Amram was allowed to be Machzer Grushasai. This is the approach of the Mekayim Shmuel. Again, the approach is, you know the mitzvah given to Amram? The mitzvah is Puravu. What do you mean? He had children. But why did he have to divorce Yocheved? Just separate from her. And don't have more children. No, he divorced her so that other Jews could have children. Says the Chida, this is the weakest thing I ever heard in my life. That's the mitzvah given to Amram? Number one.
What does Gershon have to do with other people having children?
Because otherwise, how are they going to marry her? He had to divorce her.
Someone else could marry her.
It's not the traditional way
people get divorced. Oh, 1 second. No, so it's a good question. I would ask, what do you mean? Why did he have to divorce her? If it's only to allow someone else to have children, so just say goodbye, and then someone else can marry her. It must be that the mitzvah to have children was given and the mitzvah of gittin was given. But the Chida says this is very weak. Number one, the fact that Amram divorced his wife doesn't mean he was commanded to divorce his wife. Maybe he just divorced his wife the same way Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov kept all 613 mitzvahs. Maybe Amram kept Gittin even though he was not Netzaveh. Just because Amram made a get, and just because he made a Kedushin, doesn't mean he's Netzaveh in it. Maybe he just did it and he observed it like the Avos observed the Torah before it was given. That's question number two. Number one. Question number two. Just because Chazal said he was Megarish, his wife, doesn't mean he gave her a formal document of get? Maybe he threw her out of the house. How do you know it means that he actually divorced her? Maybe he dismissed her. Gerishin doesn't have to mean a halacha get. And then, says the Chida, you kidding me? You're saying, why Amram divorced his wife? So that other Jews could have children. What, the only ladies available in the whole Klal Yisrael are ones that are already married to people who have children? So go to a Beis Yaakov and get married. No, they only want to marry people who are married. That's the only way to have children, for the husbands to divorce their wives, so that people who didn't have children can have more children. There are enough besulos to go around, asks the Chida. The Chida says, I personally, in his world, I would have said, question. Obviously, what was the Chida's first question? Well, just because he gave a get and a kedushin, maybe he was just observing the mitzvahs before it was given. No. Clearly, Amram did not observe the Torah before it was given. What's the proof? Because he was machsher his grushasai. So that means he's not like an Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Oh, if he's not like an Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, so why is he giving a get and he's doing kedushin? Must be because he was commanded. That's the raya. The raya is the fact that he was machzer grushasai, but he did kedushin and he did gerushin. Why? Obviously, he's not doing it because he's keeping the whole Torah, because he doesn't keep the whole Torah. He was machzer grushasai. Fine. But says the Chida, I don't agree with the Mekayim Shmuel. I agree with the Kesef Mishnah. Namely, we have absolutely no idea where the Rambam get this from, that Amram was mitzvah and mitzvahs. I don't like the Mekayim Shmuel's approach. I like the Kesef Mishnah's question. Okay? So far we have the approach of Maritz Chiyos, Gerushin, and Kedushin. The Ragat Shavar adds Nesuin. Mekayim Shmuel says Pruravu. This approach is actually very interesting. Miriam was in Aviyah. Did Miriam tell Amram the Torah? I don't know, maybe. Listen to this, and this is very interesting. Let's look back at the Gemara. The Gemara says that Miriam says to Amram, your Gezerah is worse than Parai. What do you mean your Gezerah? Amram made a Gezerah? He just divorced his wife. Well, is that a Gezerah? And then it's interesting, the Gemara says, Amram divorced his wife, and everyone in Klal Yisrael divorced their wife. I mean, halavai. Oh, Reb Chaim Kievsky learns Kol HaTorah Kula in 1 year, and everyone in Klal Yisrael learns everything that a Gadol does, all of Klal Yisrael immediately does. And then Miriam says, Paro's decree may or may not be fulfilled. Your decree will definitely be fulfilled. What do you mean, your decree? So comes the Chidushe Ben Aryeh. He says something very interesting. He says, apparently, if you look in Rashi on the Gemara there, Rashi says, Amram gadol hadar haya, v'hayu hakoil nishma'in ledvarav. Everyone listened to his words. Sounds like, why did everyone listen to him? Because he's a gadol hadar. Or just because you're gadol hadar, everyone has to listen to you? It seems like that Amram made a decree that everyone should divorce their wives. And they were obligated to listen to him. Why were they obligated to listen to him? Just because a gadol hadar says something, do you have to listen to them? Once the Torah is given, do you need to listen to a gadol hadar? The shita of the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Mamram is, there's a mitzvah v'yasisa k'chal asher yarucha, that the gezeirois derabbanan, when the rabbis tell you something, especially the gadol hadar, you have to listen. There's another mitzvah, ubay sidbak. Also the Rambam says, this mitzvah is to listen to the Devei Chachamim. And the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah d'iraisa. And it's interesting, when the Sefer HaChinuch says over the mitzvah of Uvay Sidbak, he includes the mitzvah l'shmaya Devei Chachamim. The Rambam doesn't add that detail. So says the Ben Aryeh, you know which mitzvah was given to Amram? The mitzvah of listening to the words of the Chachamim. And the proof is, Amram made a decree everyone has to divorce their wives, and everyone listened. Why is everyone listening? Because the mitzvah given to Amram was the mitzvah of the Asisa Kechala Shayarucha, and the mitzvah of Uvay Sidbak, and the mitzvah of listening to the words of the Chachamim. That's the mitzvah, and the mitzvah of Lois Sasur. So this is the mitzvah that was given to Amram, according to the Chidushe Ben Aryeh. The mitzvah of listening to the words of Chachamim. It actually comes out that if you read this Gemara very literally, it does seem like Amram made a gezeira on the people, right? Because the lashon of the Gemara is, Miriam said, your gezeira is worse than Parai. Parai was only goyzer on the Zacharim. You were goyzer. And the fact that everyone listened to him implies that he made a decree and they had to listen to it. By the way, it's interesting. So far we have a few approaches. The Maritz Chiyo says Gittin v'Kedushin. The Ragachover adds Nesuin. The Mekayim Shmuel says Pru Ravu. By the way, if you look in the Arch HaShulchan HaAsid, you know that the Arch HaShulchan wrote a multi-volume set on all the halachas that will be relevant when Mashiach comes. Hilchas Beis HaMikdash. A totally different set. It's called Arch HaShulchan HaAsid. He's also bothered, where did the Rambam get this from? That Amram was Mitzuvah in Mitzvahs. And the Arch HaShulchan says, well, maybe the mitzvah that he was commanded in was Puravu, and that's why everybody went ahead and had more children. So there's an amazing question on this, right? And by the way, who else said Puravu? The Mekayim Shmuel. And the Chidah said, well, you know, that's like the weakest thing I ever heard. You think they had to divorce their wives so that people could get married? There weren't enough ladies to go around. That's, they could have married women who were never married before? So comes the Kli Chemda, and the Paradise Yosef asks the same question, and the Kli Chemda is matmiya on the Chidah, is a Goinistik Akasha. It says, the Mekayim Shmuel wanted to say that the mitzvah that Amram was commanded on before the Torah was given, that was observed by Jews before the Torah was given, is Pruravu. Question, nowadays, are Goyim Chayvim Pruravu? No. Why? Were Goyim originally Chayv and Puravu?
No, it's
yeah.
It
they were. So what happened to it? So there's a rule in Sanhedrin. Any mitzvah given to Bnei Noach, not repeated at Sinai, is now incumbent only on Jews and not on Goyim. You know that rule? That any mitzvah told to Bnei Noach before the Torah was given, v'loy nishnis b'sinai. After the Torah was given, do you ever have any psukim that say, oh, have children? No. So what does that mean? Does that mean only Goyim have to have children? No, it means only Jews have to have children. You hear the rule? Kol mitzvah, shenitna, v'loy nishnis B'sinai, li Yisrael nidna v'lo ilumas ha'ilam. So ask the Kli Chemda that the Chida, he's saying the Mekayim Shmuel is weak. Why? Because, is that why they divorced their wives? So that other Jews could fulfill Pur Revu, as if the mitzvah given to Jews before the Torah was given and not to B'nai Noyach is Pur Revu? What? How could the Chida think such a thing? Before the Torah was given, B'nai Noyach were mitzvah on Pur Revu according to everyone. The only reason why it doesn't apply anymore is because it was Loi Nishnas La'achamat on Torah. So, of course Pur Revu was given. And of course everyone had to have children before. But not because it was given to Amram. It was incumbent on all B'nai Noyach from the times of Noyach. V'atem Pur Revu. I mean, it's as old as the hills. Pur Revu is as old as the hills. So why don't Goyim have it now? Because it was Loi Nishnas B'Sinai. So I was at this event, and the honoree, the rabbi was quoting this Rambam. And not sure what it had to do with the honoree. It was something like, just like the mitzvahs B'nai Noyach were transmitted. I didn't chap the whole thing. I was focused on the Rambam. And then the rabbi sitting next to me was Rabbi Prager, the Rosh Kollel, the West Side Kollel. And he told me, my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro, told me that he once went to a very wealthy man's house. And the wealthy man showed him the Karban Nesanel. Bring me a Shas, a regular Gemara Shas, that has in the back the Rush with the Karban Nesanel. Karban Nesanel wrote a commentary on the Rush, and he had an old copy of the Rambam. You ever hear the Karban Nesanel? Of course. Right? The Karban Nesanel is... Karban Nesanel, right? Karban Nesanel is the classic commentary on the Rush by Rav Nesanel Vayel, the Abezin of Karlsruhe, I believe in Germany. And this Oysher showed Rav Moshe Shapiro that in the Karban Nesanel's edition of the Rambam, the Karban Nesanel took his pen and he said, he crossed out a letter. You know which letter he crossed out? The Rambam that we have says, Nitztave Amram. Yeah? The Karban Nesanel took his pen, he didn't cross out. The letter, the word Amram is missing something. Is missing a leg under the resh. Uve Mitzrayim Nitztave Imahem B'mitzvah Yisrael. In Egypt, the Jewish people were commanded together with extra mitzvahs. Not Amram. Imahem. So you say, what? Which mitzvahs? What do you mean which mitzvahs? The Jews in Egypt were commanded. Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. That's what the Rambam, nothing to do with Amram. That the Karban Nesanel, in his own handwriting, he added a little line under the resh, Imahem, and he wrote on the side, Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. And then it was my turn to speak. But I remembered that the rabbi told that to me, so I called up a few Talmidim, Rav Moshe Shapiro, one in London, and one of the Talmidim in London said he remembers hearing that Rav Moshe saw an edition of the Rambam that changes the Gersa of Amram. I said, can you track it down? Is there a picture of the Rambam? I want a picture. I want to see it. Is it in print anywhere? So I emailed Rabbi Akiva Tatz, also one of the big Talmidim of Rav Moshe Shapiro. And he sent me back a shir that he gave saying over Rav Moshe Shapiro said, I think he also sent me a clip of Rav Moshe Shapiro saying it, that indeed, what? Rav Moshe Shapiro's Yard Sites now? So sometime this year, yeah. When? Yeah? Okay, good. So, the only thing is, if it's going on Klal Yisrael, it should say Nitztavu, plural. So Moshe Shapiro said, the Karban Nesanel said, it did say Nitztavu, but because the printers thought it was Amram, they changed it to Nitztave. So I went to all the Svarim stores, I checked, first of all the Svarim Rav Moshe Shapiro on Pesach and on the Afike Mayim, I think, and also the Shuvi Venechza. And I went to the Svarim stores, to at least two, to find the Shuvi Venechza La Toira. And they're both out of print, and the carrier doesn't carry it anymore. Anyway, finally, I found a Notzer HaChachma in a Sefer HaZikaroin that somebody wrote an article, and he writes, V'shamati mimoyer v'rabi Ramosha Shapiro Shlita Sharot Sila Harambam. He saw a copy of the Rambam that was in the possession of the Karban Asanel, and he wrote on the side, they have to change the Gersa, Uvim Mitzrayim Nitztavu Imahem Mitzvais Yiseirois. They messed up Imahem, they wrote Amram. So they try to fix the Nitztaveh, the Nitztavu to Nitztaveh. But that was wrong. It should say Nitztavu, and it should say Imahem. And the meaning is, the mitzvah that it refers to is Pesach, and also Mila. However, clearly the Kesef Mishnah did not have that Gersa, and the Radvaz did not have that Gersa. So there are a number of possibilities of which mitzvahs were commanded. Kesef Mishnah is a Beis Yosef. Yeah? So,
do we know anything about Amram before this?
Well, one thing we know Amram was not a Navi. On the other hand, he's one of the four people who never did Navera, and he's also the Gadol Hadar. So what were the... So just to summarize, the Rambam says Amram was Netzaveh, a Mitzvah Yisayrois. The Meshech Chachma says, accordingly, we understand why the Pasuk equates Amram to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. What exactly were the mitzvahs? By the way, if you possibly could add, I would add another mitzvah. Because in that very Gemara, what about the mitzvah of Simchas Chasan Mekala? They were dancing for him. You know, where did that mitzvah come from? But who told them to do that, right? I mean, did Aaron and Miriam, were they misaking that mitzvah? Anyway, so you have the Maritz Chiyos, who says Gittin v'Kedushin, the Ragachavar, who says Chuppah, the Mekayim Shmuel and the Aruch HaShulchan, who says Pru Revu. You have the Binyan Aryeh, who says it's mitzvah, L'shmaya Divrei Chachamim, and you have the Karban Asanel, who says it's a Ta'a Soifar, it's a mistake, and it's referring to Klal Yisrael, and the mitzvah is Pesach and Mila. I wish everyone Agun Chodesh. But before you go, please mark on your calendars March 3rd to March 5th, the first ever Machon Magid Rakia Yarchei Kala in Miami. Dr. Goodman, right, is already signed up. He already has his ticket. But I can't reveal any more details. March 3rd to March 5th, please join us. Also, if you want to join us to our trip in the footsteps of the Chida, February 17th to the 22nd in Italy, we're going to be there for the Chida's yard site in the city of Livorno, Ancona, Reggio, and the kever of the Zera Shimshon, and many other tzaddikim and mikubalim. Have a wonderful night, and agun chodesh. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.